USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants to remind landowners that applications for the Agricultural Conservation Easements Program, otherwise known as ACEP, are due May 15th. Steve Musser, Assistant State Conservationist with NRCS in Alabama, says there are two options with this program.
There is one option for the Wetland Reserve Program, Wetland Reserve Easements, and that's land that has to be open. It has to have some kind of hydrology manipulation where it was drained years ago, and it has to have certain soil types. And so we'll purchase an easement on that and hold the easement, and we'll pay for the restoration of wetland in the process, planting of trees back on it, restoring the water on it, you know, et cetera, things like that. The other programs, the Grassland Reserve Program and the Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program, those easements have to be held by an entity who has to provide matching money. They have to hold the easement, and they have to monitor the easement and enforce the easement over the years.
Now, a key change under the new agricultural land easement component is the new grasslands of special environmental significance that will protect high-quality grasslands that are under threat of conversion to cropping, urban development, and other non-grazing uses. So Musser encourages landowners across the state to see what ACEP is all about.
Go to your local office. Tell them what you're interested in doing and let them see if you have the soils and the open land that's even eligible to pursue it. If it is, then there's the next step, and if you continue on through it, we'd eventually have to have an application filled out. We'd have to get copies of their deed, things like that, a checklist of items that we'd have to progress through the process.
The agreements will then be evaluated starting in late August. So to learn more about ACEP and get the application process started before May 15th, just simply stop by your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.